Exclusive: MTG targeted another swatting call after Freedom Caucus ouster. By Ashley Oliver on July 7, 2023. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, became the target of a false emergency call in Northwest Georgia early Thursday evening amid headlines swirling that the House Freedom Caucus had booted her from the group. A police report filed by an officer with Rome Police Department and obtained by Breitbart News stated that an unidentified individual called the city of Rome through an unknown number, was rerouted to 911, and falsely claimed to the dispatcher that he had just killed his mother at Green's address. The officer wrote in the report, "I was notified of an attempted swatting call at Green's address. An unidentified male caller called Floyd County 911 from a 706-236-4400 number reporting that he had just killed his mother with an AR-15 and he was going to kill himself. The male named his mother as Mary Taylor. When dispatch asked for the male's information, he promptly hung up. Security personnel for the residence were notified of the report and verified that there was no threat. Security contact Travis Loudermilk requested a report to be completed to forward to Capitol Police for further investigation. Audio of the 911 call obtained by Breitbart News corroborates the police report. A muffled male voice can be heard during the 2.5-minute call saying repeatedly that he killed his mother and would kill himself and that he was located at Green's address. See the report below. Green, a high-profile and outspoken hardline conservative since joining Congress, has been the victim of fake 911 calls before, telling Breitbart News they began days after she first introduced her bill last year called the Protect Children's Innocence Act, which would, among its numerous provisions, ban doctors from performing surgical sex changes on minors who say they are transgender. The original calls started with the trans kids activists, and they're very mad at me, that whole community is really mad at me over my bill. Green said, noting she reintroduced the legislation this year and that the 150-member Republican Study Committee has allotted for it in its budget proposal. She said that while her team suspects the same individuals behind previous SWAT calls are the ones continuing them, Thursday's call stood out as odd. This was the first one that was in the daytime. They always come in the middle of the night, and it happened when that HFC, House Freedom Caucus, story was really trending on Twitter, and it was all over the news, Green said. She added, "I'm not blaming HFC. I want to make that clear. I think someone is piling on." The House Freedom Caucus voted on June 23 to remove Green from the caucus, which Representative Andy Harris, RMD, a member of the group's executive board, confirmed to Politico and others Thursday afternoon. Green told Breitbart News, "That meeting was an impromptu meeting. Most of the Freedom Caucus was not there to my understanding. I don't even think they had a quorum present." While Harris said, according to Politico, that his understanding was that Green has been stripped of her membership, Green told Breitbart News she has not spoken with Chairman Representative Scott Perry, RPA, and that she has indicated she will talk to the chairman in person when Congress returns to D.C. for session next week. A spokesman for the Freedom Caucus said the caucus does not comment on membership or meeting activity. It remains unclear how many members voted in favor of her removal or what the exact reason was for it, though Harris said the straw that broke the camel's back was Green using profane language toward fellow member Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, and that Green's allyship with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, was also a factor. As for last night's reported swatting, the Georgia Republicans said the incident frustrates her both because it required the police to have to address the situation and added to the ever-present concerns she has for her own safety. "What is so upsetting to me is this is such a waste and drain on my local police department," Green said. She continued, "And then there's another layer of danger for me there. And we talk about this with the police because they're very aware of it. Two, is there concern that someone is going to keep doing this to wear them down so that if someone does come to my house and try to do something to me, that they don't respond?" Green pointed to a New York man pleading guilty this year to threatening to kill her, saying, "I have some of the highest amounts of death threats in Congress." Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.